Let's get into the Raiders and find out if this guy can skate. He's a big guy, so I'm not sure that he can. He's an athlete, though. He probably can. Lincoln Kennedy, former NFL player, of course, the color voice of the Raiders, joined Steve and Adam as we're hanging out here in Vegas. Lincoln.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
We are great. Could you ice skate? You certainly could roller skate, right?
Ice skate, no. Roller skate, yes. Yeah, ice skate, no.
If you're a child of the 80s and you can't roller skate, then there's something really wrong.
Yeah, exactly right. Very, very true. No, I remember roller skating. I was always intimidated by ice skating. Now, so.
It's rough. Can't stop yourself. Especially, you know, no, big guy. There's too much momentum
exactly
going
right
into the boards.
That's exactly right.
All right, so I want to talk about football, but we do a talk radio show, and I actually like talking about this other stuff. Real quick, it doesn't have to be real quick. If you want to go on for 5 minutes on it, what do you think about the latest now with the anthem thing? This just seems to be getting worse and worse, that the league may be coming down with an edict to say, hey, you got to do this, and reversing course from what they said 2 weeks ago.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes down to the bottom line, which is what it always comes down to with Roger Goodell and the National Football League, if it's bad for the league, it's bad for business. And if it's bad for business, it's not going to stay around for long. I'm sure it's a nice notion for owners to say, hey, we support our players and we want them to, you know, to have their rights and stand up for themselves. But if it comes down to the bottom line and it's hurting business, it's hurting dollars, and more importantly, you've got now the president who's threatening to look into the tax implications for the NFL, or somebody else is going to look in and try to make things harder on them, then the NFL is going to sit there and try to do its part and say, okay, we need to change this, so we need to get away from this before it gets too late. Now, even though if they do, the owners' meetings are coming up pretty soon in New York, but even if they do decide to change the law language in the contracts or in CBA, it's still got to go through the union. Now, I don't necessarily know if it's the union's going to be able to stand up to that, even though they can't necessarily veto a number of things. I just don't know how it's going to happen. So when it's all said and done, guys, we might have a situation where it turns out like what Adam Gase is doing in Miami, giving the players the ultimatum. You either come out and stand, or you just stay in the tunnel. It might come down to that. Who knows?
Knowing players the way that you do, and you've been around for a long time, you were a player for a long time, is there going to be a mass, like, I guess protest is just the right word, is there going to be just a mass decision to say, we're not going to do this, we're going to all take a knee together to just say, we're not going to put up with what the owners are trying to do here?
Here's my issue. I don't think it's a mass thing, because I think it's also different in generation and maturity. Most young guys just want to play and make their money. Most older guys are open and aware of social situations, might try to push it in the locker room. It depends on the dynamic of the locker room. I'm sure you'll have some guys who just don't want to ruffle the feathers. They'll probably, just like the situation when there was a strike and you had people crossing over the line because they just wanted to make their money and go to work. I'm sure you're going to have that. If the NFL collectively and the coaches don't get a hold of it, then it's going to be more of an issue. But my thing is this, is that I'm all about protesting, your freedom of speech, your right to protest and everything else. But I just wish that the guys would understand there's a time and place for everything. I don't think it always has to be at your work. I want to see you, if you want to stand up for something or be a part of something, I want to see you either actively speaking in the community, schools, or doing stuff like that while you are also doing your protest on the sidelines.
I'm guessing you do not believe the conspiracy theory that the Raiders line stopped blocking for Carr.
I do not believe that. Not for one second. I mean, think about it. Why would you? Here, it doesn't make sense. It's not logical. Because if that guy's not successful, you're not successful. That messes with your money.
Right. All right. Well, let's get to the story that developed outside the stadium the other day. Give us what you know about Donald Penn and this fan.
Well, here's the thing. Reportedly, this fan a few weeks ago had gotten either close to Donald or got in contact with him via some social media site. Not sure exactly which one it was. But since then, he's been coming at him, talking about how bad he's played, especially over the last 3 weeks. It's something that stood out. So Donald, I guess, had a confrontation with the fan outside the stadium this past weekend. The guy was still calling names or whatever, talking badly about him. Initially, there was reports that someone had thrown a bottle at his car, but then that was denounced when I did a further investigation. It was no bottle. He was just, you know, talking belligerently about Donald, and I guess he had heard it, got out of the car and confronted him. So that's going to happen when you're playing as poorly as these guys are playing right now. You're going to get the boo birds out.
What
but
advice?
You shouldn't get out of your car.
What advice in those situations would you give Donald Penn?
You know, if I was there, and then actually I left around the same time Donald did, I just didn't see this. I would have told him straight up and said, look, man, you've got a family, you've got a career. There is no benefit to you getting out of your car. None whatsoever. And you're just going to have to take this with a grain of salt because, let's face it, when you're losing as passionate as people are about sports, the boo birds are going to come out. There have been many a times that I've had them in that stadium. They came out. When you play poorly, you deserve to get booed. I don't think anybody's above the boo.
You're a massive dude, just like Donald Penn is, so it's not real likely that people are going to come at you. Did you ever have anything anywhere close to this where a fan got a little too close and was getting a little too froggy with you?
Google Monday Night Football, Lincoln Kennedy, 1999. I went in the stands and knocked a person out in Denver, Colorado.
Oops, I forgot about that. And I'm not a young guy. looking back on that, the advice that, you know, Lincoln Kennedy now is giving, how do you feel about that now looking back?
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm a man, first and foremost. If you cross the line as a man, then you're going to get what a man would do to another man. You see what I'm saying? The football player aside, you just don't infringe on my personal space. So, you know, like I said, the report I initially got about Donald Penn was that the guy had thrown a bottle at his car. Well, somebody threw a bottle at my car, I'd get out and confront him too. But then I realized that when people were telling the story and sharing the story with me via the media that they had out there, that no, there wasn't a bottle thrown because the guy would have been arrested if there was, and it wasn't. So it was just a report. So my thing this is, like I said, you're going to have people talk badly about you. You're going to have people say things that in the stands or coming out in the streets. That's going to happen. You got to be above it. But if somebody infringes on your personal space, by all means, I'm not going to tell you not to defend yourself because that'd be hypocritical, and I'm not trying to do that.
That's Lincoln Kennedy with us. Are we jumping too far ahead on this? If the Raiders aren't winning consistently the next couple of years, is it going to become a really negative environment as they wait before they move here to Vegas? Like to the point where it's kind of dangerous around the fans?
No, I don't think so. Look, right. The
so
nation
that was,
is
that
so
was just an isolated bad egg.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the nation is passionate about, you know, the supporting their team, and they're going to go. I've seen these people come around the world, just everywhere from London to Mexico. Anyway, turn out in groves to support the team. Vegas is not going to be any different. They love the product, and they definitely enjoy a lot of the players. Like Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, so the future is bright for the Raiders. They just have to, you know, find a way to win it.
So I don't know if you have like 3 days here to give this answer, but what is wrong with the Raiders?
Very simply, they haven't been playing up to this par for the last 2 weeks, and now that they, you know, last week they had to go in with a backup quarterback, and they were down by 14 points after 5 minutes in the first quarter. So they were uphill battle. We knew coming into the season. The defense had holes. Everybody, including myself, talked about how the Raiders needed to score at least, you know, 4 or 5 touchdowns in order to beat people. That's just the way it was going to be. Nothing's changed. They need that many points. If they don't have any, you look at the last couple of weeks, you see how many points they scored. They're not going to beat anybody like that because their defense has holes. So they got a lot of problems. They got a lot of issues, and more. They're all revolving around injuries right now.
What do you think of E.J. Manuel?
Well, I mean, I thought he's serviceable as a quarterback. I thought he did a pretty good job managing the game. The turnovers weren't necessarily his fault. But, you know, the thing is that EJ has a habit, it's not necessarily a good one, of staring down his receivers. And the more film you get on, the more defenses are going to be able to jump on that. So I hope Derek Carr gets back soon, but I hope he doesn't rush it and get back too soon to where he can probably get further injured.
It's not his decision, obviously, right? Because he wanted to play last week, so they're going to be patient with this and hold him back, right?
You know what? Here's the thing. You're in the midst of a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah.
losing streak, you know what I mean? So how patient can you really, truly be?
We know the defense is what it is. We know the quarterback, you know, injury issue. You mentioned Amari Cooper. What is going on?
It's got to be mental. It's not physical. I mean, look, I got to believe that if you're playing, you're healthy enough to play. If you're healthy enough to play, you're healthy enough to catch. So it's got to be mental. So to answer your question, I don't know what's going on. I just know that there seems times that he doesn't necessarily seem all the way in it. But it's really hard to gauge because he's such a quiet and he's such a laid-back individual naturally. He's not as amped up of things like a Crabtree is or other receivers that you see around the league. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So who works the psych session with him? Does it have to be someone in the wide receiver core? Is it a coach? Like, I guess my question here is, if you're a leader on a team, like, say, you, and you're an offensive lineman, like, do you feel comfortable going up to a receiver and saying, dude, get it together? I mean, or is that just taboo? You just don't cross lines positionally?
I didn't have a problem going to anybody. So if I was in the locker room, I would definitely be the one to go say, look, we need you. The thing is, especially with young players, they need to realize how important they are to the bigger picture. Amari Cooper is a star that can make big impacts and big plays on this team. And when he's out of the game for whatever reason, we're not, you know, the Raiders are not as productive on the offensive side. So you saw a conscious effort over the past couple of weeks, when, at least when Derek Carr was their quarterback, trying to give him a ball. There was just more drops. And then he had, you know, the same type of body language when he was walking back to the huddle, tapping his chest, that's my bad, that's my fault. Well, we got to stop those, because the same thing would happen last year where we had far too many drops and not enough catches.
This league is crazy, isn't it? Like, humbling.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that it's changed over the years, but it was just, you know, it was just a few weeks ago, the Raiders were sky high. They just beat the crap out of the Jets. Now the Jets are 3-2, and then we saw the Steelers feeling all good about themselves, and then, you know, the Steelers fall on their face. It really is a nutty league week to week.
There's parity around the league, and most people take for granted that their team is doing well when you have one or two wins. Anybody can be beaten by anybody on any given Sunday or Monday or Thursday, wherever the hell, how many days they got anything else.
Every day now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so every day. So there's no one who's so much better than anyone else. They're walking on stars when it comes to game day. And that's the thing that players really have to realize. You can't start reading your own press. It's a long season. And I've been a part of many of them where you start out hot and then cool off and get hot again. The key to it is to me, has always been those that win in November, December play in January. We'll see.
I think next week we need you in one of those yellow security jackets to go out and be watching the cars in the parking lot. Let's see if someone does something.
They can't pay me enough to be security anymore. I mean, especially what those guys are making in the NFL. Yeah. That'd be, I need to go back, and I can do their job a lot better than some of them out there.
All right, Lincoln, as always, we appreciate a couple minutes. Thank you.
Pleasure's mine. Have a good one, guys.